Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Showcase.
Uggster.
Mattman.
Now, today is going to be a little bit of a different day. There's some irritating things going on YouTube and online.
I was going to introduce myself as regular-sized man.
Damn.
Anyways, so to start off...
Soon, Mattman.
So to start off, there's going to be a bit of a YouTube rant.
Or is it not soon enough?
Not enough.
Essentially... Right now, as an aspiring YouTuber, it's becoming more and more impossible to even get started on the platform. YouTube used to do things based on watch time, which was already hard enough, because if you're trying to get started on YouTube, if you don't have a certain amount of watch time, you're not getting paid. But now, not only is it watch time, but it's watch time and quality. Which is a ridiculous standard of getting paid, because quality is subjective.
What? That's crazy talk.
It's just, you know, it's like I said, I'm an aspiring YouTuber. It is my dream career to do
to be
YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah, you know. And they're trying to take it away from you right now.
Well, it's, like I'm not even just mad about myself, because it'd be bad enough if it was just me getting screwed over. But like this, any person that wants to be a YouTuber.
If we're trying to get into that,
you know, as far as the quality thing goes, I mean, I've seen some stuff on there from professional companies have thrown shit out there that has been shit quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet, there's, well, actually, Machinima's not really around anymore, I don't think. I believe they've been shuttered, but they did. CG animated series based on the last three Transformers toy lines, and they were all horrible. They were lousy quality. Even having Peter Cullen voicing Prime couldn't save it. I mean, I haven't even watched the third one, and I don't think I've even gone halfway through the second one. And it's just horrible, because there were like, I think, 5-6 minute episodes,
And they just weren't.
And
worth
I mean,
it.
There was one episode that was pretty much just fucking filler in the episode itself.
Yeah. So here's the thing about YouTube, though. It's like, I get that, you know, they have to adapt as time goes on. They have to improve their website and all that, blah blah blah.
Make sure.
But the problem is, there has to be a point when you're not screwing over your users, your users and your creators. Which essentially is what YouTube's doing right now. And like I said, like, as someone whose entire life really is based around YouTube and other internet stuff, like this is the third most disappointing thing to happen on the internet. The first one was whenever they took away net neutrality. That was just a horrible, horrible choice.
Yeah.
You know,
Republicans are... I don't know.
No.
Nope, I'm stopping right there. Hey, what, see, in the end, I'm stopping.
Here's the thing. It doesn't even matter what side of the political
Get
party
Get him in the bushes.
On. Shut up. It doesn't even matter what side of the political party you're on. The point is, the internet, you know, this kind of stuff with the internet never used to happen. Like, as soon as net neutrality was over, YouTube started taking blow by blow for every crappy thing, because they required... to have advertisers there constantly. They didn't have as much of a say in what was going on. And then net neutrality came in to stop happening. And it completely screwed over everything. Because the problem is, nobody cared enough to stop what was happening. You know, there were all these calls to actions. Nobody did anything. You know, all people had to do was literally call their congresspeople. And, you know, voice voice themselves out there to
and
be against
money
it.
Involved. There's money involved. That's why it happened through.
Yeah, but still. No, really, it was literally a split decision, and then the final guy was the one pushing for net neutrality to end. And it was just... It's an infuriating moment, because there more could have been done. But nothing was done. It just, you know, it it hits me in a place that I just infuriates me, you know? And there's other things going on the internet, and it's like, with all the PewDiePie drama, blah, 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 you know, people calling for him to get removed from YouTube, yada, 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 and it's just like, what? One,
just let half the men work.
One, half the shit people blame him for, he hasn't even really done. A few things, yes, but one, like he dropped the N-word during a live stream. Yeah, okay, that's, you shouldn't say that in a live stream, but
can't say that at all.
No.
Yeah, he can't say that about us. Only we can say that about us. We're nerds. Yeah. Yeah. Oh wait, was that the wrong N word?
That was not the right N word. But anyways,
sure. I just lost my cherry.
The other issue. The other issue is with this whole controversy about the whole Fiverr controversy that he had with telling those foreign people that to say death to all Jews, yada, yada, yada. And it was like, it was a joke. He was trying to see how far he could push the limits before somebody says they weren't going to do it. And he had no way of knowing they didn't understand what was being said. So, I mean, yeah, he probably shouldn't have posted it, but at the same time, like, literally, YouTube did this, had the YouTube original stuff where,
that PewDiePie had like something that Sacha Baron Cohen did on his new Showtime show or something like that, where he pretended to be. I mean, I've never seen it, but I remember reading stuff about it on Facebook where he, you know, he.
It's on Facebook, gotta be true.
Facebook, it's real.
It also included video links and shit.
But anyway.
Where he was doing stuff where he'd get people to do things and say things. Mm-hmm. And not realize that
they're on camera.
We're being punked, basically.
Gotcha.
But
and then they all got all butthurt. It's like, what the hell? It's like, hey, you did this.
You're the one who's saying it, mm-hmm. Not me. But
because we were misled, because you told us this was going to be video, you know, this is being recorded for this other thing, and instead of, you know, whatever his program is now.
Yeah.
I mean, because he got politicians, religious people, just. Joe Schmoes off the street.
But anyway, so earlier this week, there was this article posted, or earlier last week, there was an article posted that said,
come on, Cade.
A campaign to get PewDiePie, racist influencer PewDiePie removed from the platform. It's like, he's not, what? Okay, you're being biased here already by calling him racist before you start. Like, you're already influencing how you want people to react to this.
Already, how they want to look at him.
That's ridiculous.
Instead of giving the proper information before giving any kind of your own personal viewpoint on the subject, you're already nurturing people towards a certain point of view. By starting out, by literally titling your article, Racist YouTuber PewDiePie... You already have
opened people's mind to that look, to that point.
And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of people on the internet that actually want to look into shit on their own.
What?
and like, literally, if you took 5 minutes to do any kind of research into this crap, you would know that it's bullshit.
What? People don't want to look behind the magician's curtain? What?
Just like whenever PewDiePie had his whole Fiverr controversy.
It must be true.
It must be. Hey.
Wall Street Journal posted several articles just destroying PewDiePie. All of them were full of shit. Not a single one of their articles had any kind of factual statements. All of them were based on these little clips.
Everything that was
taken
out of context.
Exactly.
Mm, right.
And unfortunately, the real problem there isn't even that isn't even that PewDiePie got hit with all this. It's the fact that it wouldn't have mattered what YouTuber it was. Unfortunately, YouTubers have a stigma where even though they've probably done more to help society, as in, like, they've raised billions for charity and
donations.
Donations and stuff
like that.
YouTubers are still YouTubers are still looked at as lesser, even though all these major network platforms are starting to move over and start putting stuff on YouTube. These influencers that are on that are working on their own are looked at as lesser. And unfortunately, people are going to have to start looking at YouTube as more than just where all the nobodies are.
Maybe somebody else should create an alternative.
Right. You know, at this point, with how YouTube's treating its
call
creators,
you got YouTube WeHo's.
I mean, hey, if the virtual leftovers made a social video platform,
yeah, we're not intelligent enough for that.
No.
What?
But you know, it's just it gets to the point where it builds up. The rage of everything going on the internet with how poorly everything gets handled infuriates, but still, that's the best word I can think of that's in the nicest possible way.
I mean, you can say enrage.
Enrages me. But going back to the main focus, YouTube can't handle their own platform. You know, the entire reason why I wanted to do YouTube is because it was so easy to get started and get somewhere on it and start making a difference in the world. But YouTube's just making it harder and harder and harder to pass that threshold. Because it seems like every other month they have
something new. Irritated?
Yeah. It's irritating. But, you know.
Try and give you other words.
Synonym.
Yeah.
Not just
so based on what I was just saying, anybody have any thoughts on the whole YouTube scandal? Nothing? Nobody?
I mean, you basically said it all.
Yeah.
Can we get to the nerd stuff now?
Be outraged about anything that doesn't fit into their belief system.
Yeah.
I mean, we should not get into that tonight. The belief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that kind of podcast tonight, so might as well.
Oh, because yeah, you know, we could drift dangerously close into some. You know,
hey, let's. You know what? Let's see how pissed off we can get listeners tonight. Come on.
Oh my God,
state your opinions. Come on.
No.
What?
All right, I'd start to talk.
Like talking about certain big brain, most smartest ever, stable genius with the tiny hands, mushroom looking penis, and orange skin, and bad. Fake hair.
Maybe not political.
I mean, we don't want to get shut down right now.
All right. It's going in a different route.
I told you.
Speaking of controversial. Like,
you know what? All right. You wanted to get this thing going? Here, hold my soda.
Speaking of controversial.
Goddamn Carrot's my hero, okay?
I don't drink beer.
Speaking of controversies, just recently, earlier today, there was a an article released talking about Brie Larson misunderstanding a reference that Chris Hemsworth made. I went and watched the video where she misunderstood, and it wasn't a misunderstanding. It was more misinterpreting the meaning. So she was talking about how she...
Wouldn't misinterpret also be misunderstanding?
No. There's a big difference there.
Because I may have misunderstood your meaning.
I mean, we could be misunderstanding his word.
Misunderstanding would be more like thing you heard something differently, but then misinterpreting is hearing exactly what they said, but
so basically
the inflection behind it is different. But anyways,
either or the words will both either one will work.
You say you hear one word, but they are saying another word. Basically,
that's
being misunderstanding. What they're saying, but you're not understanding what they're saying.
Anyways, to move on, she misinterpreted his meaning behind the statement. Whenever, because she was talking about doing her own stunts, because Chris Hemsworth brought up that he doesn't do his own stunts.
Yeah.
And then she had said that she did it all her own stunts because she thought that's what everyone did. Hmm. Anyways, Hemsworth made a joke saying, what are you, the next Tom Cruise? And she's misinterpreting what he said as like a degrading kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone was talking about how she snapped on him. She didn't really snap. It was more
how
just, you know, I don't want to be the next Tom Cruise. I want to be the first me. You know, that's all she said. And it wasn't even in a rude tone. It was just, you know, like, I'm all for calling out feminazis. But that wasn't anything to call out. Literally, all she did was correct him in a statement that she thought he actually meant seriously. Yeah. It was a misinterpretation, and it just...
She thought...
So he got blown out of the water.
So he made a joke, and she got butthurt.
Well, she didn't get butthurt. She just misunderstood.
She...
Misinterpreted what he said.
He said misunderstood.
Anyway, she just misinterpreted what he meant behind it, and she didn't realize it was a joke. Because... If you watch the video of it happening, it comes off a bit more rude than it does jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could... Watching it, I fully understood why she took offense at first. But she quickly gets into a joking mood not long after.
Gotcha.
So it's really not her fault. Like I said, I will call out a feminazi right away. But, like, that was just... It was whatever. It got blown up.
You hear about this one chick on Twitter started... lambasting this guy for posting a reaction video to watching the teaser for episode 9.
Really?
All emotional stuff about it. She's like, yeah, people that love, you know, guys that love Star Wars and superhero movies and stuff, they're undateable.
Okay.
Basically,
everybody?
Basically knocking anybody that shows, you know, and people just went after her.
Just basically knocking everybody.
In fact, even Mark Hamill's like, hey, why are you making, you know, why are you being this way towards people that are passionate about something?
Yeah.
So, you know, and he told the guys, like, hey, glad you enjoyed it. We, you know, that makes us know that we're appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to her.
So I want to go back to that little thing she was talking about. So basically, here's the thing. Like, 10 years ago, even. 12. Before Iron Man came out. Basically, nobody went and watched any of the superhero movies in theaters or anything like that. And the people that did, you know, were few. Few and far between.
To be fair, most of the superhero movies...
Oh, they were trash back then.
...were crap anyways.
But the main point is...
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
The main point is, even if you did enjoy the...
Bat nipples?
Yeah.
Even if you did enjoy those movies, you usually waited until after they got out of theaters and just brought them home or something. Now today is age. It's like, if you're not watching the nerdy superheroes movies and stuff, who are you?
Right.
Shame on you.
My mother watches these movies and she doesn't understand half of them. You know, to say that they're undateable is just ridiculous because literally the majority of humanity is at this point.
That's right.
They are one of the biggest, highest selling
blockbusters
movies out there. That's mainly because they're pretty much the only movies going out there at this point. But
I mean,
that anybody actually really gets a shit about it.
I mean, worth seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other movies that hit theaters, like,
and you don't really hear anything about them before.
Have you seen this? It's like, I didn't even know that was in theater.
I mean,
what the hell is
hey,
that?
I'll rent it when it comes out.
Yeah, right.
You know.
I'll check it out maybe later, but
yeah.
Like Pet Sematary, I want to see it, but I ain't gonna go to no goddamn theater to see it.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I will go in and watch Children Play, the new Chucky.
Child Play.
But you know, it's just that's a ridiculous statement to say that nerds, people who watch those kind of movies, are unlovable. It's like, really? That makes no sense.
Okay, did you guys see who is directing the Mandalorian?
John Favreau?
John motherfucking Favreau! Mm-hmm. Motherfucking happy!
And I believe he's also producing as well.
He's like directing like 35% of the movies out there right now.
And what's weird about this Mandalorian...
Any of the live action Disney remakes really?
Is it Boba Fett and a Jango Fett, but it's an actual fucking Mandalorian. It's not some motherfucker that stole some Mandalorian armor. But this guy is going to be a actual Mandalorian. That's happening even before
and
the shit that's going
on.
It's
also yet another Star Wars Game of Thrones crossover.
Yeah.
As it's the Viper playing the Mandalorian.
Oberyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, the one that got the splitting headache from the mountain.
Mm-hmm. That deserves a fucking point. That's fucked up.
Shit. Damn it.
So, let's talk about something else that's kind of nerdy.
Click.
I got.
I don't know about. Yeah. I don't know if Ugster or Mattman watched this, but me and Dead Cookies do. It's called Lucifer. Now, you watch Lucifer?
Yes.
Lucifer is a fantastic series.
I am anxiously awaiting for when they finally drop season four.
We are too. We just finished.
Didn't I share that on the
podcast? I watched all three seasons in like 2 days.
I just finished
Right, so Ugster is the only one here that hasn't watched it, and I would highly suggest
The hell's wrong with you?
Okay, hold on. You haven't watched Shazam yet. I haven't watched Bumblebee yet. What haven't you watched yet? Okay. Into the Spider-Verse.
You have a rental copy of Bumblebee.
I know. I'm going to watch it. But
I have to pay monies to drive up to the damn theater to go see Shazam.
Okay, well, you know what? Still. He doesn't have an excuse either for Into the Spider-Verse. And he doesn't have an excuse.
He's got a rental copy of it. Same as mine.
Yeah.
He has a rental copy of it, too. But anyways, the main point is...
You have no goddamn excuse, Dead Cookies.
There's so many ways you can be watching Into the Spider-Verse together. Anyways... Going back to the main point.
That was me dropping Into the Spider-Verse in front of him. You're welcome.
I thought you were going to say something, but a point was supposed to be on the board, but no, I'll let it slide.
But yeah, no, Lucifer is a fantastic show, and I would highly suggest it.
Yeah. I just finished the last episode, and...
No, you haven't. There's a few bonus episodes. There's
not going to watch those.
Watch them.
Watch them.
They're good, I promise.
Okay.
But anyway,
well, I just finished
more than likely they're not going to be.
Well, I wasn't expecting that
officially
ending.
Part of season four, anyways.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like this. They're both canonical and
season 3.
And non-canonical.
Okay,
they're
just have to wait.
Canonical and non-canonical.
Okay, well, so should we explain to him? He has a confused look on his face.
No. Please keep going.
I'll to what it's basically about.
It's essentially if Satan was a police consultant.
It's Lucifer.
It's Lucifer in L.A.
He's abdicated. You know what? One day he said, you know what? I am done ruling hell. Fuck this place.
Fuck
goes
God.
Goes up to Earth or condemned, you know, whatever. You know,
fuck
whatever you
Father.
Think, and goes to L.A. and opens up a friggin' nightclub.
And essentially, what you come to find out is Lucifer isn't as bad as the Bible and all of humanity put him out to be. Essentially, he is literally just a prison
God's
warden.
God's got really good PR. Yeah.
He's a prison warden.
Essentially, that's what Netflix. It is. Hell is basically a prison.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was put on Netflix a few months ago now.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I know Netflix... picked up the series.
Yeah, they bought it
after last year.
But it took them a while to actually put it on Netflix. It was just within this year that they put it on Netflix.
Yeah,
But it is definitely a show that I would highly suggest it.
Are you saying this is another bad decision that Fox has made?
Oh,
I know, right?
Son
definitely.
Of a bitch.
Speaking of Fox,
okay, do you want to know why Netflix bought it? It was because literally fans were petitioning. To get the series saved and going to every kind of media source out there. Amazon was considering buying it. Hulu was considering buying it. Netflix was finally the one to buy it out.
Hell, even other networks were thinking about it.
Yeah.
But hey.
And so at basically an 11th hour save, Netflix stepped in and said, yo, we'll take it.
So essentially
they had until a certain time on a certain date that if nobody had picked up the series... Everybody on the show would be let out of their contract, free to go do whatever stuff.
But here's the, you want to know what the great thing is? The people that are part of the show care so much about it, they didn't want their contracts to expire.
Jeez.
They wanted it to be saved before then. Actors were a part of the whole Save Lucifer
thing.
Save it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can even watch it with your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
It's definitely that one touchy feeling.
I'll look into it then.
Oh, dude, he's a snazzy dresser, too.
Yeah. Like, British.
I'm like, man, I wish
three-piece suits.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah,
ladies. Plus the drugs.
The accent.
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
He is just so friggin' suave.
And just so you know, the devil do have sex with man.
Everybody.
Guys. You know.
Everybody.
Orgies.
Men
know.
And guys? All right.
Men and guys, huh?
Men and guys. Men and women.
But so here's the thing is, Another thing that was already released online, so there's not really a spoiler. The second bonus episode has the episode being narrated by God. And they chose to take Lucifer's comic book creator,
Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman.
I can't remember if it's Gaiman or Gaiman.
To narrate as God. So the creator was the creator.
All right. It was great.
It was...
So are they going to go with that? Or we don't know.
We don't know yet. That's a season four thing, man. But plus, again, though, it was the episode, non-canonical, basically.
The episode, where they thought God had come down and...
Oh, yeah, that was a fantastic episode.
Did you recognize
the
guy that played God?
Yeah. Of Kane course I knew.
From Supernatural.
Okay, he's not just Kane from Supernatural. He is Lassiter from Psych. Trust me, I knew. I
haven't seen Psych, so...
It's another thing. If you enjoyed Lucifer, you would enjoy Psych.
I can't believe that episode was...
It was a great episode.
There's a couple other things he was in, too. One of them was...
Gallivant.
Yeah, I was just trying to think about what the hell was that?
And there's a couple others I can't think of, but I know he's been in a few.
I mean, we can... move on.
I don't know. It's like tonight we didn't really have any... We didn't focus on any articles or anything. I just felt like we could kind of...
Bullshit.
You know, just shoot the shit about all our nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
I already know this nerd is completely ready for the next Star Wars movie. So we'll see how they're going to end the series.
So what do you think about the laugh?
Oh, you're talking about
Palpatine's
laugh? Yeah. You know, frankly, I think he could still be alive, okay? He fell into electricity, okay? This motherfucker creates electricity out of his goddamn fingers. Okay, it's all possible lightning. That he could still be alive.
He fell into electricity, and then the spaceship exploded.
Yes, but at the very end of that the clip, it showed a piece of the fucking Death Star on a planet.
Oh god damn it! That is the
so his ass could still be around.
See, I haven't watched the clip because I knew I was going to be nitpicky about it, and I wasn't going to like the idea. Literally, seriously, they're going to do that. Oh, there was a couple pieces scattered. Watched the movie. That explosion completely obliterated the fucking Death Star. Completely disintegrated the place. Bomb. Fuck you and your stupid bullshit. Anyways.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's physically going to be in it.
That's
true.
Being,
it could be.
You know, somebody, you know, in fact, another...
can't be a Force Ghost, though.
Rooster Teeth podcast I just watched earlier today. One of the guys on there says he's heard different theories, you know, it could be just, you know, from a Sith holocron.
Possibly.
That's possible.
You know,
or
but they haven't brought up holocrons at all.
Like broken, it's like repeating the laugh.
Okay.
Which would be weird to bring in holocrons on the very last goddamn movie.
See, and the thing is, too, it's not unheard of for dead Sith to come back as Force ghosts.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Disney, you know, they decided to wipe the slate clean with the expanded universe crap. You know, Disney, when they took over, said, you know what? All that expanded universe stuff from before now no longer counts. Because that's
so. Disney has a theme of wiping stuff?
I know, right?
So speaking of Sith coming back as Force Ghost, I want to go back to a controversial Force Ghost Sith, and that's Anakin Skywalker. Whenever
I have an issue with the special edition.
Yeah, the special edition version. Whenever they brought
Blu-ray
back
special edition.
Whenever they changed,
when they added Hayden Christensen's Anakin instead of Sebastian Shaw's Anakin.
Which almost completely defeated the purpose of that final moment on the Death Star with the helmet removal and all that. Yeah. Blah blah. That final moment where he turned back to the.
To the light side. And then died. Okay, so why did he revert back to pre-Sith, you know, pre-suit Anakin instead of being old man Anakin? Because in that case, why didn't they just go ahead and replace Sir Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan with Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan? It was just replace, you know, Yoda with a younger Yoda puppet.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, what? Yeah, that was a ridiculous moment, and, you know.
I think they frankly did that for their own goddamn selves. Really.
Yeah, as a musician I listened to said in one of his live albums, Lucas is a noodler. He's got a noodle around and stuff. It's like the whole reason why he had Greedo shoot first is because he didn't want people to think of Han Solo as a cold-blooded color.
So here's the thing.
That was an integral part showing, you know, part of his character development.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It's not Han shot first. It was Han shot.
I know.
There was no other shot out there.
No. Han shot.
Okay, just to clarify, Internet, it wasn't Han shot first.
We saw it.
It was Han shot.
We saw it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That little green bitch didn't fire a single shot, okay? Anyways.
Moving on. Maybe.
Although Ray doing that backflip over onto the top of that TIE fighter was pretty sweet.
Right? Oh, yeah. With freaking lightsaber at the ready.
Yeah, it looks like she repaired Luke's lightsaber, too.
She did.
Or which, Anakin's lightsaber.
Which is understandable, because that's actually an integral part of becoming a Jedi. Is you have to make your own lightsaber, even if it's just repairing a lightsaber.
Basically, that is
replace the freaking crystal.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, hey, you have to handle it, so make the crystal.
Yeah,
which is pretty kick ass.
I did get a little bit emotional when they did showed Leia in there though.
Leia, what about motherfucking Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's wearing essentially the same fucking shirt that they had him wearing in Solo.
Yeah, buddy.
He said he was gonna come back.
Oh yeah, and he couldn't have the Millennium Falcon until over his dead body and all, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
at least he's not wearing Han's clothes like he did at the end of Empire.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, that's some...
A dirty space pirate.
You know, that's some abandonment issues.
My Family Guy parodies of the Star Wars trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the robot chicken ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah,
what's your problem with Seth Green? So, personally, I think Seth MacFarlane's a bit of a douche. I've heard he's a nice guy. We get it. You watch TV in the 80s.
So let's see. We've talked a little bit about the few nerdy shows that we think we should get into. Or the shows that we like and then shows one of us should get into.
Does anybody here care about Swamp Thing?
I will give it a...
I'm hesitant because isn't it being ran on the DC...
On the DC Universe streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was originally supposed... They'd originally ordered 13 episodes. And I just read that they've... When it stopped it with 10.
Well, the showrunner.
They've had to do rewrites.
The showrunner left too.
Reshoots. For different episodes so that way they could. Things would make more sense to tie up the season at the end, episode 10.
So, I mean.
Going on to episode 13.
I'm hopeful that it works out, but at the same time, I mean, I could live without it. I enjoy Swamp Thing as a character, which is why I don't want to see DC ruin it. But at the same time, I will give DC a little bit of credit. They are improving upon themselves. A lot of their movies have been getting a lot better than they were.
Oh, yeah.
Shazam.
Essentially.
Was amazing.
Essentially, what they need to do is just step away from Batman and Superman.
Frankly, if you ask me, Shazam's on the top.
I mean, Aquaman.
I still think Shazam's better.
Yeah? Well, yeah.
I think Aquaman was a fantastic movie.
Speaking of, did you see he shaved?
Yeah, Jason Momoa shaved for a
shave.
Dune.
Isn't
he in Dune, the new Dune
remake? No. He shaved for a charity thing as a incentive
Dune,
or whatever.
Dune, as in like the video game Dune?
No, the movie.
Oh, Dune. What? As in like the book Dune?
Yeah,
probably.
But anyways,
motherfucker, what?
I don't know if he's in it or what. I know there's been a lot more activity about it. I haven't really. Seen much.
Ooh.
Might have to hop on the El Goog
later.
Also, anyway, so also on the Shazam front, recently Dwayne Johnson said that production for Black Adam has officially begun. So that is something.
I am very excited.
I just want to point out, like, this has been a movie that's been in the talks for, over a year, like three or four.
Oh,
because I was still in high school whenever.
Yeah, cause I think I remember
first being talked about.
Oh, gee, thanks. Make me feel old, motherfucker.
3 or 4 years ago. It's not that old. Anyways,
well, next year's high school.
That's your own fault. I didn't make you think of that.
In 4 years is my 30th high school
reunion. Fun. But anyways.
I don't think I'm going because I didn't, you know, I had to be dragged.
No, I still got 7 years until my
10-year.
So anyways.
I'm forced to go to my 10-year.
I had a thought process and I lost it. Anyways, with the Black Adam front, what are our thoughts about? I feel like Dwayne Johnson is a great casting choice for that character.
Well, I'm very excited to see.
And it sounds like he's really passionate about it. Like he's been,
you know what? I can see Dwayne Johnson. They ever do a Jaws reboot? I can see him playing the fucking shark.
I can see it too, man.
The bigger choppers he's got.
The people shark fin.
Yeah. Ouch.
I think that needs the board.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
The people shark fin. Come on, Batman.
Crap.
You know, the thing is, though,
I'm still behind him, though, right?
Yeah,
you're still behind.
But I would shut up quick. You're really catching up.
I don't know. My Unser had it close with those chomps.
And choppers.
All right, moving on.
The teeth clattering was a bit much funnier.
The what? Okay.
The teeth chattering noise that he was making was a bit much.
Gotcha.
So he just got... Anyways.
Moving on before.
To move on.
Batman's not going to talk.
So, let's talk about some stuff. We have an idea for another podcast here soon-ish. Like not within...
Not next week.
Because next week we don't have a podcast.
Because
Kate Arsenal will be out of the country.
Yep.
And it's all based on his phone, so, you know.
We need it.
He's deported.
He's going back to Mexico.
Yep. Apparently. I guess I'm Mexican now. Anyways.
Trump has got him. He caught up to him.
I'm probably the paciest motherfucker here, but yeah. Anyways, to move on.
No, we do got dead cookies over here. He's in dead
I think
second.
I might got him beat. Anyways.
Yeah. I need more sun.
I'd say like in a few months or so, we might be doing a drunk cast.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of drinking, a bunch of new drink ideas that we... want to do, but it's definitely something that we have to plan far ahead for. Something so that everyone can be prepared to take a night off.
And we gotta decide what we're gonna do while we're drinking.
We probably have to change the name of that one. I do believe that is copyrighted.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, it doesn't say, you know.
We might be able to call it like Nuka Fuck-a-Cola Roll-Up.
Cola. It's new.
Yeah.
Oh.
New ha.
Anyways. So if that's something you guys would like to see, let us know.
They're gonna what? See it?
Here. If you guys would like to hear us get drunk. If we get our camera set up by then you'll be able to see it. But
they're probably like, we don't like to hear ourselves get drunk. Fuck these guys.
Another thing is, we're working on a Patreon page. In the comments of the Facebook post, if you could leave down some suggestions for incentives for people to pay for, let us know.
We want to say anything about the ideas that we got for...
We also have a few ideas for merchandise that we're wanting to work on. That would be going onto the Patreon page for, like... That would be a bit more of an expensive thing at first until we can get something more...
Like an actual merch shop.
Yeah. For now, that it would kind of be just like per payment.
Like the virtual store.
I'll come up with a title. I'm sure there already is a virtual store out there, but anyway.
Probably.
virtual roadkill diner.
Anyways,
we'll think of a name.
The digital diner.
We'll figure it out. Not right now. That's a very far way away before we can even begin to think of stuff like that. But no, if you guys have any kind of suggestions on, you know, stuff you want to see in the podcast or hear on the podcast or
our future
things you would like to see for anything really on the Facebook page, I will be putting the finishing touches on the other social media pages soon, and those will be getting put onto the Anchor page. We're slowly working on this stuff.
True.
Here soon, I'm going to be renovating the house a little bit for a studio setup. I mean, that's, I say soon, but it's more like within a few months, because...
Or a couple years.
Not a few years.
Just being real.
No, I've already got plans set up.
Nancy.
I've already got plans set up for a renovation type situation. But that being said, you know, just help us out a little. You know, we're trying to figure out what could help get more people into the podcast.
We want to know what you want to hear about. Okay, that's what he's trying to
Definitely
say.
Definitely not a bunch of guys bullshitting randomly.
Hey, sometimes it turns out to be some of our best episodes.
I feel like this podcast was kind of pretty good, but...
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to come up with more.
Yeah.
Yeah, interact on our Facebook page more.
Yeah. Give us some kind of feedback, guys. We would really appreciate it.
We have been using that... using our usernames for posts, and that seems to be working a lot better. Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, whatever you guys can suggest, we would love to hear. We really do want feedback, you know. We're not a bunch of pansies. We can take criticism, okay? So whatever you guys want to suggest.
I know.
And about the audio situations, we are working on it. It's just it takes a while before we can afford anything, really.
I mean, you're a beautiful flower, man. Come on.
Oh, but, you're so sweet.
Shucks. My name's
within a couple of months, we should have a desktop and the cords for the microphones and such things. So, you know, here, hopefully very soon, we'll be able to actually use our new microphones.
And you can hear us better.
You can hear us separately.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What?
And we don't have to sit so close together.
Crystal clear clarity.
Having fun over there?
Indeed.
But, anybody got anything else they want to talk about?
I'm kind of annoyed at this, this VR shit that Nintendo's trying to do.
Oh?
Yeah, I watched a demonstration of somebody playing Winds, and
how it
looks ridiculous. Like, you have to buy a fucking cardboard setup to put your gaming system in, and then you have to hold it up to your face. It doesn't have straps. It doesn't have nothing for it. You have to hold it to your goddamn face.
What?
Yes.
That's not
Nintendo Labo.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Stupid. Yes.
Then how are you supposed to do anything?
And it's literally the same game. It's not... You're not seeing out of the eyes of Link. Yeah. No, you're still seeing it third person.
That's not VR.
If you're gonna make a VR of something that expands, let's see it out of the eyes of Link.
Yeah,
you know. But other than that, I ain't got shit else to say.
Matt, man, you look like you had some.
Anybody gonna check out the Halo series when it?
I might.
Better believe.
I don't know. I've
Showtime when it starts dropping.
I don't know. Yeah.
Live action or
yeah, it's live action.
Really,
but I haven't fully decided.
I might
do it, but I don't know. I'm not.
I mean, I think it'd be actually nice because I've enjoyed the little
the red versus blue.
Well, it's not gonna be red versus blue, but you know,
Is it still Rooster Teeth doing it? Or?
It's, no. I think it might be. I don't remember because I read the article and then shared it. But no, there's been talks about doing like a Halo movie for years.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think I want to say.
Well, there was a live action Halo movie. Once,
but they've done some direct to video stuff. They did a Fall of Reach, mm-hmm. or no, Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah,
for Halo 4,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a couple other ones. That
Forward Unto Dawn was for
Halo 5. Reach. No, it was
and
for
then
Halo
you have
5.
Fall of Reach.
It was a flashback to Reach is Falling.
Yeah,
but it was a prequel for Halo 5 or 4. 4. I remember because that was also the last Halo game I was able to play because Halo 5 came out for the Xbox One.
All right. Well, with that being said, I think we've reached the end of our topics.
And before we say anything more dumb
about
the carrot,
Also, you guys are going to start seeing more
and we
ad segments.
We promise not to spoil Endgame.
Maybe.
Although, with how many people already have bought tickets for Endgame?
Here.
Yeah, seriously, bought ahead? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
We're going to see it, man, no matter what.
So am I, but I'm not.
On the 28th.
And we bought ours, 2 weeks ago?
If I find anybody posts any Game of Thrones spoilers before I get to see the episodes, okay. I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to shoot you in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyways, with that being said, I think we've reached our final segment. thank you for joining us.
I'll download the app and record my own virtual leftover podcast, spoiling everything. In fact, I might even record it as I'm watching the episode.
I told you.
Anyways, with that being said, this was the Virtual Left Force podcast. Thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Oxter.
Matman. Damn it.
We will see you guys
regular
in 2 weeks. Also, as a little PS before we go, it seems we have reached the end of the podcast with the loser of the month.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who is the smallest wiener?
Dead Cookies. Dead you cookies. Have dead pulled the most
damn.
Puns.
Damn, it was close.
Not really.
You guys were two
all
away.
Three of us were 2 points behind you. Anyways, that means in 2 weeks, whenever we come back, Dead Cookies will be getting a punishment. Stick around and find out what that is.
Hopefully,
next in the next podcast.
Peace out
later.
Peace. Bye. See you later.